Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We have Dr. Steve Wellum with us again after a brief interruption. Steve, welcome back.
Great to be back, Fred, and great to talk to you today.
Yeah, we're working our way through your Systematic Theology, Volume 1, and we have discussed God's revelation in nature, natural revelation. We have discussed special revelation. We've identified scripture as special revelation. We have identified it as God's word written. So we've discussed the doctrine of inspiration. We have discussed the various entailments of inspiration, its trustworthiness, its authority, infallibility, and so on. And so scripture, we've said, is unique. It is the norming norm. Well, that brings us now to the next logical question. This is, which books are we talking about? So talk to us about canon. Tell us what the word means and how it's used in theological discussion. You might want to talk here about canon one, canon two, as you discuss in your book.
Yeah, so canon obviously is crucial. It's bound up with the doctrine of scripture. It's one thing to say that God has given us his authoritative word, inspired scripture. The automatic question, as you've alluded to here, is, well, how do we recognize which books are authoritative? God has not inspired every single book that's ever been written, right? It's only certain books. So it's crucial that as scripture functions as our authority, we have to know which books are the inspired authoritative word of God. Where has God spoken through these human authors? And we then have to be able to determine what those books are. And that's what canon is really getting at. Canon, just an old term that eventually was a borrowed word that came from measuring stick, reed. The canon is functions in terms of theology as which books are inspired scripture, and then the criteria by which the Old Testament people of God and the church recognized what God had given as scripture. And we, I distinguish, I think it was Stephen Dempster who came up with this, or can't remember exactly who, but canon one and canon two. Canon one is a scripture that is already functioning in Old Testament Israel and the New Testament people of God as authoritative. They are reading the Pentateuch. They have the prophets. We have the Gospels. They're functioning as authoritative scripture, recognized as the word of God. That's canon one. And then there is in history at some time where the Jewish people and then the church then draw up a list of here are the actual books that are the inspired word of God. And that's sort of the notion of canon two. So we distinguish how scripture is already functioning as authoritative. And that goes on all the way from the very beginning. When Moses gives the Torah, it's functioning as authoritative for Israel. Yet, as the canon, as books are then added, and as the Old Testament people in the church then say, all right, what books are they? Well, it's the first five books of Moses, the Torah. It's then Isaiah, Jeremiah, and so on. It's the prophets, the writings, it's the Gospels, it's the Pauline letters. That's now the list that gets drawn up. And we can then look at history and go back and say, well, when did the Jewish people draw up a list? When did that happen? When did the church come to draw up a list and recognize the scriptures, these specific scriptures, to be the word of God, and then said that other books are not the inspired word of God? So that's some issues of canon. And canon is absolutely crucial. You can't have a doctrine of scripture without saying which books are the inspired word of God over against other books that are not.